My name is John Tobin de la Puente, and I am a professor of practice in the Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, which is part of the Cornell S.E. Johnson College of Business at Cornell University. My work focuses on teaching, research, and external engagement activities at the interface of finance and sustainability. And this work builds on my training and my professional experience, as I've had careers both as a tropical ecologist and as a corporate lawyer working mostly with international banks. I try to understand the impacts that financial activity can have on the natural world and how the financial services industry is evolving or needs to evolve to adapt to a rapidly changing world of limited resources, where we worry about the twin crises of the loss of biodiversity and climate change. The biodiversity financing gap is enormous, and our current spend on biodiversity activities falls short by a lot. And it seems highly unlikely that the traditional sources of environmental protection, funding from governments, funding from big foundations, etc., will ever be able to fill that gap. If you compare the size of the biodiversity financing gap to the total amount of new and reinvested capital from private sources such as pension funds, high net worth individuals, retail investors, that enters the financial markets every year, this available capital may be in the order of 100 times greater than the biodiversity financing gap is. If you could tap into just a small percentage of that new and reinvested capital and direct it towards investments that deliver both financial returns and non-financial returns in the form of positive environmental outcomes, we may be able to protect nature for the long term. We've also looked at the enabling conditions needed to facilitate conservation investing in certain industries, such as fisheries, for example. And we've recently published also a paper in Issues in Ecology on how professional ecologists can contribute to conservation finance by bringing their very specialized knowledge of ecosystem structure and function. Managers of multinational enterprises, especially in certain industries, need to understand the limits of our planet and of its resources. If we want to continue to innovate and create wealth, we need to do so in a manner that is consistent with the protection of life on Earth, that supports its protection. Senior private sector managers will need to understand the impacts of their economic activity, and particularly their own activity, on people and on the planet. In part because more and more customers, especially millennials, want to know that the products that they are buying are not soiling the planet. Plus, there is the opportunity to make money from a transition to a more sustainable future. Broader impacts and the effects of supply chains, particularly those that are unsustainable, these are all things that managers must learn if they are going to be prepared for the future.